Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, if you missed yesterday's program, we say, listen, if you missed VFN Radio Day, you miss a lot. And we want to just encourage you. Some great things were shared. You know, one of the segments was, does God belong in your city? And question you got to ask yourself, does God belong in your city? I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on in your community and in your region and in your town. But have you decided to say, listen, I am a torch. I am a flame. I'm one that's planted firmly in my neighborhood and in my region and my city here. And I want to welcome God in my city. I want to open the doors and say, listen, Lord, you've looked and looked for a man and a woman to stand in the gap. Look no further. Look right here, Lord. You found me. And all God needs is just one. Are you willing to be that one? So you want to listen, does God belong in my city? We talked about the fear of the Lord and having the right attitude towards sin. My goodness, that was so good and encouraging. And we may talk a little bit more about the fear of the Lord today. And we also talked about taking the roof off your thinking. Raise the roof. Believe God for the impossible. So many times, you know, people blame the enemy and the devil for things that are not happening in their life and for things that are going bad. But the truth is that a lot of the things that are not happening in your life good is because you've stopped your ability to think. You've put a roof over your thinking and you're a possibilities to dream and to believe God for more are stifled. They can't go, you know, a foot above your head without coming down. It's time to rip that roof off, have an open heaven above you, and to believe to dream again, to believe to thank God that he can use you in this hour to do something amazing. Listen, if not now, when? And if not you, who? I mean, obviously God doesn't call the brightest and the most talented and the gifted. So, I mean, if that's not you, you go, okay, check.
Hello.
Right? But he uses the weak and the humble. Why? So that his all-surpassing glory would be what's displayed. So people will know that it's not you, but that it's God. But God does need someone. He needs someone who's going to believe him. The question is, will he find that person in you? Well, you can't do it if you have a roof over your thinking.
Mm-mm.
Rip that roof off. Take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to look up again. And to believe God for that open heaven where you can begin now to dream the impossible. Because if you dream the impossible, then God will begin to do it because all things are possible for God. And so we just really want to encourage you with that. Check it out, VFN Torch, and you can go to the Torch by going to VFNTV.com. You know, Pat, we've been talking a lot about the Constitution, and we've been talking about the importance of it. We've even have taken the citizenship game. If you missed the citizenship game, it was a grueling experience that Pat and I participated in.
Very grueling.
Where we took questions from Greg, so I'd, you know.
But I think I won it, though.
I wasn't going to bring that up. I didn't want to, you know, put out score because, you know, potentially I might have won. But I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say that. But anyhow, we took this test, and this is the citizenship test. Is the test that folks that want to become citizens in the United States have to successfully pass in order to become a citizen. One of the things. And based upon their successful completion, it's not like, you know, you try taking the test and we will, you know, accept you. No, you've got to pass. You got to pass the test. My goodness. And what happened to the when people went to school and had to get a passing grade? It's just participation, you get a ribbon. It's like, no, you got to pass. You got to excel. You got to do good. You got to know the material. And so we took this test, and we learned a lot. It's amazing how much you can take for granted. And I think that a lot of Americans today, and believers alike, that they're learning and relearning what it means to be an American. You know, what it means to have a constitution that many have ignored and, quite frankly, have taken for granted. I mean, I didn't myself take the Constitution as precious, you know, as I have in the last year and a half. I can tell you that much. I haven't read up as much and learned as much as I have in the last year and a half. And I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. And what's happening now is that you're seeing, you know, radical Islam that's spreading really all over the world. And what they're trying to do is institute that Sharia law as based off of the Quran as a way for them, you know, their law. And some folks in Oklahoma, the citizens there got together to see if they could basically put some legislation that would say, hey, here in Oklahoma, here, we go by the Constitution, the state constitution. Well, just so that you know, the Oklahoma's Attorney General, this is Charisma News reporting, said that on Friday he was reviewing the decision of a U.S. judge that barred the state from adopting a measure that would ban state courts from considering Sharia law under any circumstance.
What?
Yes, a judge. A judge, a U.S. judge barred, you heard it right. I saw your eyes just roll there. Oh, they barred the state from adopting a measure that would ban state courts. The measure said that we want to ban state courts from considering Sharia law under any circumstances. Why in these United States would we want to allow anyone to use any other law except the laws and the rights that are given to us in the Constitution? And quite frankly, I don't understand why someone would want to come to the United States and not want to live by the laws of that land. I mean, if you're coming to the United States, then you're leaving some place. Mm-hmm. Well, why would you leave the place that you're at if that's what you believe in Sharia and that's what you want to hold dear? You know, why would you leave that place where you can freely have those laws to come to a country that already has a different set of laws and rights? Why would you want to do that? But you want to come and change the Constitution, change? Listen, this is not good. Mm. I mean, this is not good. And so this has been going on. I mean, Oklahoma, apparently the voters approved the measure called Save Our State Amendment in 2010, and the judge's ruling now will prevent the state's election board from certifying the results of that 2010 vote, in which the measure passed by 70%. 70% now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a big to-do going on in Oklahoma, and what's happening is that this is spreading all across the country. Believe it or not, if you've been asleep or maybe you've not been aware of what's happening right now in this country, but all over the country, they're trying to push the Sharia law. They're trying to get into the court system, mm-hmm. and Sharia law is based off of Quran and has some specific things in which, you know, basically their law states. It's everything from hygiene to some criminal stuff to a bunch of other things. And I want you to listen. You think it can't happen here? Well, let me tell you something. It's already happening in Great Britain, and you got to see what's happening there and how the Sharia law is playing out in Great Britain. Because let me tell you something, one thing for sure, it doesn't even respect and honor women. I mean, for that alone, it's not a good idea. Why would we want to have anything like that in the United States and make that available? And why would a judge who is, you know, swears an oath to defend the Constitution would even consider anything else? I'm telling you that the Constitution's under attack and you need to stand firm for it, but you got to know what the Constitution says. You can pick it up at any bookstore, you can order it on Amazon.com, and hopefully we can make that available for you, a related way where you can link to find that Constitution, maybe even on Amazon or something like mm-hmm. that. I want you to listen up as CBN reports how Sharia law is playing out in Great Britain.
Stoning for adultery, amputations for theft, death for apostates, and second-class status for Christians and Jews. This is life under Sharia law, the Islamic system practiced in countries like Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Great Britain. Yes, Great Britain. There are reportedly some 85 Sharia courts now operating there, with Islamic judges ruling on cases ranging from financial to marriage disputes among British Muslims.
We went into some proceedings, and there were a couple of Islamic judges sitting up on above the rest, and there was one solitary Muslim woman who was suing for divorce.
Alan Craig is a former city councillor in East London, home to several Sharia courts where women face open discrimination.
A woman's witness value is half that of a man. So, you know, if they will tend, therefore, to take the man's position in a divorce.
Craig is working with Baroness Carolyn Cox to pass a bill in Britain's House of Lords protecting women from the Sharia oppression. Muslim women here face intimidation within their communities to settle things the Sharia way. And according to Craig, some wrongly believe Islamic courts are their only option.
But what we're trying to do is say Muslim women, especially in this country, need to be informed that they actually have other rights, in our view, better rights under English law.
Sharia courts operate outside of British common law. Their defenders say the courts are legal under a 1996 Arbitration Act that allows people to settle differences through methods of their own choosing. These courts have popped up in several British cities with large Muslim populations, including Birmingham, Bradford, Manchester, and London.
This is the Tower Hamlets section of East London. It's really the epicenter of the Sharia movement here in Great Britain.
This impoverished borough of East London has been dubbed the Islamic Republic of Tower Hamlets. Its first elected mayor is a Muslim who critics say has ties to extremist groups. His office declined CBN News' request for an interview. Radical Muslims have threatened women here for not covering up, and gays have been beaten in the streets.
If people are afraid of having their hands cut, don't steal. If you don't want to be stoned to death, don't commit adultery.
Anjem Chowdhury wants Sharia law to rule Great Britain. Last year, his followers put up posters around Tower Hamlets, labeling it a Sharia-controlled zone where Islamic rules are enforced.
We're sitting in a beautiful park here in London. How would this park look different? Would this park look different if Sharia came to the UK and your vision came to the UK?
Certainly, you know, the adult women, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, you know, would have to cover themselves, as indeed would the men.
Craig fears the growth of Sharia law in areas like East London could lead to Muslim enclaves isolated from mainstream British society.
My feeling around here is that those that don't, those that isolate themselves, those that separate themselves, is growing faster than those who what we would call progressive. A big marker for that it would be the number of women, the growth of the number of women round here wearing the full face veil, the burqa, the full burqa with a face veil. And it's extraordinary how younger and younger the women get.
So could Sharia courts come to America? The idea sounds far-fetched to some. Yet according to the Center for Security Policy in Washington, there have been some 50 court cases in at least 23 states that have seen conflicts between Sharia law and American state law. And four states have adopted legislation called American Laws for American Courts that would protect U.S. citizens from the use of any type of foreign law like Sharia in the courtroom. Back in East London, Craig says the fight against Sharia is much more than a religious or legal issue.
It's actually a human rights thing. And that's what we're doing. And we're working in partnership with non-Christians as well on this, trying to bolster and strengthen the position for Muslim women.
Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, reporting from East London.
My goodness. I mean, think about the Sharia law. The guy says if you don't want to get your arm cut off, then don't steal. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. They're stoning people for adultery. They're treating anyone that's a non-Muslim as a second-class citizen. Hello, that's Christian, Jews, and everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible. It's horrible. Right here in the United States, you have over 50 court cases going on right now in 23 states. I mean, that's almost half the union. That's almost half the country. There's something going on, and many people have no idea. And there's only four states. I mean, thank God for those four states. And Oklahoma obviously is trying to be one that says, listen, we're going to put something on the books that says, listen, right here in this country, We're going to support the Constitution and the rights of every American. I want to encourage you today, listen, get your Constitution out. Get behind those that stand for freedom. And let's listen, you know, we can repent and cry out to God. We can do it. We can do it. It's not all about America. It's all about the kingdom of God. But if we repent and turn from the ways and the church gets right, there's a chance. There is a chance that we can preserve this country. And if we preserve it, it's not for the sake of America, but it's for the sake of what God established this country for from the very beginning, so that the kingdom of God will have it continue to grow and we can continue to send missionaries from America all over the world. We're just talking about what is happening in the state of Oklahoma and how they just tried to, the judges barred a measure that would ban Sharia law. They just, I mean, last time.
Can I say that again?
That they banned a measure, the judge banned a measure, blocked it, barred it, that would ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. This is exactly what the Attorney General, U.S. Judge, basically was reviewing the decision, and the decision was that the state barred
preventing them from banning it.
Right, think? Right. Prevented it from banning it.
From being banned. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
And so, because they wanted to ban it, but the state's saying, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the judge is saying it, basically. And it's like, are you kidding me? Really? I mean, we just saw what was happening in England, in Great Britain, the UK. How many names does that country have? Is it Great Britain? Is it UK? Is it,
I don't know.
King George? I don't know. But think about this. You got all this stuff going on. Mm-hmm. You know, and women are not even respected under Sharia law. If you're caught stealing, the guy says, he just plainly says, if you don't want your arm being cut off,
don't steal.
Don't steal. The question is, before he got all super holy there with his Sharia there, did he steal when he was a child anything? Anything? Mm-hmm. Anything?
Ever.
Ever? All anything? Right. I mean, come on now. Really? Really? Really?
Really.
I mean, but the thing is that if we keep our eyes closed and we remain ignorant of how blessed we are, it's not going to go well for us. You know, it's not going to go well for us. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they were talking to me about a young person, a young adult who is refusing to simply grow up, and they're actually taking care of this family member, trying to help, you know, it was an older sister helping a younger sister, helping her out to, you know, grow up in life and do something for herself and to have something. And there's just like no motivation. There's nothing that helps her to move forward. And she's just long conversation we're having. It was really good because we're able to really find out, like, what is this? What is happening where people, you take for granted what you have. And it's the whole thing here with this Constitution. I mean, we've said it before that you can be real ignorant. Ignorant in a blessed land.
That's right.
I mean, the reason that you can do some of the foolish things and see something's like, apparently you must not have a job right now. You're a prophet. How did you know this? Because let me tell you, the way you look right now, I don't know too many places that you can work. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And the thing that's like, how can you survive this long acting like that, living like that, dressing like that, and still be blessed? And still, I see you haven't lost no weight. You're still getting around. You're still, what's going on? Yeah.
Looks like you're eating good.
Yeah, you're eating real good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible says that you know, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child. Well, when I became a man and pulled childish ways behind me, and it's like, man, you're beyond the age of manhood here. You're like grandpahood. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's going on here? And do we have a culture that we're so blessed that we're enjoying so much of the wealth in this nation that we just take it all for granted. It will always be there. Mm-hmm. This freedom will always be there. The money will always be there.
Right.
The freedom will always be there. And it's like, will it? Will it? Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, Ronald Reagan saying what he said, that, listen, you know, it's just one generation away. One generation away. And oftentimes, I mean, I hate to say, but history repeats itself, you know, that what you don't remember, what you don't hold true, what you don't share with your friends and family and teach to your children, if they don't have context, if they don't understand the bigger picture, they're going to take it for granted and they're going to wind up making some of the mistakes that you've made and even make them even bigger. Mm. When I think about the Israelites and the book of Deuteronomy, I mean, if you took a pen out and circled the word remember in the book of Deuteronomy, I mean, that'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting, because it could really be called a book of remembrance. I mean, this is God's people who set them up, and he was constantly, reminding them and encouraging themselves to remember. You know, it's something that you have to do. You have to remember. Right. You have to force yourself. That word means to bring back to the mind. Bring it back here. Do you remember? You know,
even gave him ways how to remember.
Yes. Put a stone here.
Right.
Put a mountain here.
Write it on the doorpost. Put it on your forehead. Put it on your hand. Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to stamp it. Write it. Scribble it. And it's like, come on now. Because human beings, we have a tendency to forget. Mm-hmm. And we don't. There's certain things that, you know, you can forget, and those things are trivial and they don't matter much. And then there's some other things that if you forget, it costs you your life or the life of somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's certain things you can't forget, you know, to do. You can't forget to back look behind you when you're backing up the car. You know what I mean? You just can't afford to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could potentially hurt someone. And people have, you know. It's tragic. But they have. And right now, we're living in such a time, you know, Pat, Chris, that, my goodness, if we don't take the time to slow down and talk about some of the best times we've had in this nation, some of the worst times, and put it in context to our children with as many people as we can, we're destined. We're destined to go back. But I believe, this is what I believe. I believe that VFN Radio is here, and other, you know, people are having raised up for a time like this to come on out and share with as many people as possible, not only the goodness and the awesomeness of our God, but how he has blessed us with a wonderful land, with laws that actually protect us and give us the freedom to worship him. Let me tell you something, that's the greatest freedom you'll ever experience in your life. Let's not give up those freedoms.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.